Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm filming from a hotel room. I'm shooting a curriculum in Tulsa, so the lighting isn't that great, and maybe the camera work isn't that great, but we're here to hear the Word of God. So Matthew 16 and verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. He goes on to say, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So there's a few teachings here, but I want to get to the revelation piece of it. You know, one of the teachings here is that God has given us the keys of the kingdom. You know, in the Old Testament, there was a prophet, the priest, and the king. Today, it's his body, Jesus's body here on the earth. You know, you and I are the body of Christ. We're one. And so we are the bearers of God's power and God's word to the earth. It's our responsibility. The second thing is, it says, upon this rock, it wasn't the rock of Peter. It was the rock of the statement, you are Jesus, the Son of God. You know, you are, you know, the Messiah. And so that's the rock that the church was built on. Now, the piece that I wanted to get to today was the revelation. It says, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. We need to understand that revelation knowledge, or the knowledge of God, is not something that we figure out in our head. It's something that we discern in our spirit. You know, 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 3:2, tells us that eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them. In other words, the things of God do not come to us through common sense or through human learning. It says his spirit, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so we need to understand that it's not like learning a science project. Reading the Bible is not like reading or studying for science or any history. It's revelation. It's revealed by the Holy Spirit, its true meaning and intent. Earlier in these sessions this week, we talked about Jesus teaching in parables. You had to position your heart and your mind to receive what's the message that Jesus was trying to get across. What was the spiritual lesson that he was trying to give us? Whenever we read the Bible, we put ourselves in a position for the Holy Spirit who's in us to lead us and guide us into a word so that we would get a revelation. And that revelation would be, it's not just knowledge. It's just, it's not just math. It's revelation. It's a living, breathing word of God in our heart that the Holy Spirit allows us, you know, gives us the meanings of it. Here, Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood didn't teach you that. My Father in heaven revealed to you who I was and who I am. And so we need to understand there's a difference. There's a difference in the way we learn scripture. You just can't read it and absorb the true meaning of it. The Holy Spirit has to give us that revelation. And that revelation brings the life to the scripture. It brings out its meaning. We can discern what it's saying to us. We can see what God is trying to get across to us. And so it's impossible for the natural man to know the things of God, because God's not common sense. It's not common sense to feed 20,000 people with a bag of groceries, or to walk on water, take water from a rock, or to live for a God we haven't seen, a Savior that we can't touch and feel and smell. And you know, it's just, it's something that's not done in the physical realm. It's done in the spiritual realm. Anyway, thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this message if you're on social media. Please pray about joining us and partnering with us so we can build more curriculums and give more curriculums away. God bless you and have a great, great day. Thanks.